Chapter 35. My sword clattered on the stone floor, pinned in the bear hug of one Dracus. I took a shot in the stomach from another. Smoke erupted from my nose, and that wasn't all. My blood boiled. My temper flared. The Dracus drew back to punch me again. I opened my mouth. A geyser of flame shot out, coating the monster from head to toe. It shrieked. Engulfed in flames, it sputtered around, igniting others in its path. I wasn't finished either. I kept on breathing. The gnolls and goblins ran from the flames. Still, the Dracus held me tight. But nothing could hold me now. No Dracus, no Etten. I flexed, I heaved. I roared. The bats above scattered. The Dracus lost its grip.
Now you've had it.
I spun away and slugged it in the face. We exchanged blows. I was faster, madder, furious.
I was dragon.
I pounced on its chest, drove it to the ground, and beat it into submission. Chest heaving, I looked for my friends. Flames were scattered everywhere. Thick smoke was rolling.
Dragon!
A voice shot out. I found Shum. Goblins and gnolls had dragged the elf to the ground. I dove into the fray, grabbed hair, arms and legs, and slung them away. Shum clutched at his side and bled from many wounds. I helped him to his feet.
Can you still fight?
I said.
Certainly,
he said. Back to back, we faced the horde, surrounded by barking faces and cautious eyes. Then I caught sight of something else. A dragon, almost as big as a horse. Below it, an unmoving Renoir.
No!
I cried out. I didn't think. I reacted, grabbed Akron from my back. I whipped out an explosive arrow from my quiver and knocked it.
Better duck if you want to live, vermin!
They dove. I unloosed. The dragon, the likes I'd never seen, leaped screeching like a cat jumping out of water. Wingless, cat-like, and serpentine. It landed on all fours facing me, whiskers dragging on the floor, part of its back smoking. I knocked another.
Great Guza!
The arrow should have slowed it, maybe even killed it, but it was a dragon, a powerful one. I spoke at it in Dragonese.
Better back away, feline fury!
Normally, I wouldn't attack another dragon for anything, but this wasn't an ordinary dragon. It was a mean one, and it had done something to Renoir. It flashed its razor-like claws and narrowed its eyes. I fired. It jumped. The arrow zinged by it.
That was fast.
The cavern shook. The feline fury pounced right at me. I jumped over its head and onto its back. It twisted beneath me. I fell to the ground but jumped right to my feet. Its claws slashed, clipped my chest armor, and spun me around.
I struck back, clipping its nose. It bounced back.
Dragons hated that. Still, I had to find its weakness before it tore me to pieces. The feline fury was much bigger and far stronger than me. It was a beast. It'd take more than my claws and speed to stop it. I dashed for my sword, Fang, dove and wrapped my hands around the pommel. The feline fury crashed on top of my back. Fang skittered from my grip.
No!
I elbowed it in the nose. It slammed my face into the dirt with its paw. A cat toying with a mouse. I wriggled and squirmed. Found myself on my back, pinned down. I struggled and strained. The foul beast had me. Smoke billowed from its nostrils. I opened my mouth and breathed, bathing its face in fire. It sprung away, shaking its flaming head, mewling. It roared and disappeared into the caves. Fang's shiny blade caught my eye. I crawled over, picked it up, and rose. Goblins, gnolls, and Dracus were all around me. Some living, some smoking, some dead. Where were my friends, though?
Well done, dragon,
the cleric said.
But I suggest you put your weapon down. It's time to surrender now.
That's when I saw. A cool chill went through me, dousing the flame in my veins within. Shum was in a gnoll stranglehold with two blades on his belly. Brenwar's arms were bound behind his back. Adrakus tossed his snoring form over its shoulder. Bezog and Sasha's limp forms lay at Kryzok's feet, unmoving.
They better not be dead,
I said, pointing with my sword.
They all still live at the moment,
Kryzok said. His voice was deep and rough, merciless.
But my word can be the death of them all.
The Drakus dropped Brenwar to the floor. The goblins bound and gagged all of them.
Drop your weapons,
Kryzok said.
What is it you want?
I said.
Keep him talking. Think of something.
Kryzok reached down, grabbed Sasha by the hair, and pulled her to his chest.
Such a pretty lady,
he said.
I'd hate to hurt her. Of course, I could leave her with the goblins and gnolls, maybe. They appreciate a pretty face more than I do.
The goblins howled and panted, beat their chests, danced back and forth on their feet.
Enough!
Kryzak shouted. They fell silent.
What will it be, dragon?
Are you exchanging their freedom for me?
I said. Kryzak nodded.
Certainly.
I stuck Fang's tip in the floor. Nothing.